AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO is proud to bring you the Rick Chamberlain Show, presented by Bud Light, live from Milano's Pizza, Subs, and Taps. Creating delicious memories since 1969 on Brown Street near the University of Dayton campus. The Rick Chamberlain Show is brought to you by Bud Light. Here's to the beer you can always count on. Premier Health is proud to be the official healthcare provider for UD Athletics. Learn more at premierhealth.com/sportsmed. Flyer Spirit, the university-owned student-staff destination for authentic Dayton Flyers gear. Hashtag Flyer Spirit. And by University of Dayton Athletics, combining student-athletes and fans of championship caliber. Now, here's the voice of the Flyers, Larry Hanskin, and University of Dayton football coach, Rick Chamberlain.
And good evening, everyone, and welcome to Milano's here on Brown Street, your home for the Rick Chamberlain Show during the Flyer football season, with this being night number one, as Dayton is off to a 1-0 start on the year with a 49-28 win over Robert Morris in the season opener on Saturday. Every Monday night, we gather like this here at Milano's, and we talk Dayton football. We look back at the game that was, look towards the game coming up, and also get a chance to get inside the helmet, so to speak, and learn more about some of the student-athletes here at the University of Dayton, and particularly these Flyer football players. And we're hearing from the captains here tonight, Nick Sergis and Ben Gauthier. But first of all, Coach Chamberlain, a offensive performance that probably was anticipated defensively. You got some growing to do, but most important of all, solid win.
It was, Larry. And going into the game, we felt like that our offense, the more veteran group, should have a good day. We always know that Robert Morris is going to bring an outstanding defense, a very physical defense. And the way our offense executed, I couldn't have asked for anything more. They really did a great job running the ball, throwing the ball, scoring when we were in position to score. And then defensively, we've said that it's going to be a growing experience for us at some positions where they're not very experienced in. But guys like Nick Sergis and David Leisering and Tim Simon and Andrew Lynn all had very good games, Larry, that helped this defense have a good day also.
And then the unsung heroes are often the special teams players. And as special teams play, overwhelmingly in favor of the Flyers.
It was, and we've always said, Larry, you've heard this year after year, the two biggest factors in winning a football game are turnover margin and special teams. And Coach Turner, our special teams coordinator, prepares our guys so well each week, and they were on top of the game plan for Saturday there and executed very well in all phases. And field position. We were looking at a stat tonight in our team meeting. Their average starting position was something like the 22-yard line, and that's kickoffs, punts, that sort of thing. Ours was the 37-yard line. So that's 15 yards difference there, and that makes a big difference when you're talking about field position.
Early in the game, third series, you came out and scored your first two series, and third series you're on the verge of taking it in the end zone, and quarterback Alex Jeske trying to take it around the left side, cuts inside a block and goes down with a knee injury. Tough situation for him.
It is, Larry. And, of course, our medical staff is outstanding, and they took very good care of him, wanted to get an indication of exactly what the injury was. So we were able to get MRI that night and doctor evaluation there. And it turns out, unfortunately, Alex has a torn ACL. And so Alex will be done for the season, of course. And it's very unfortunate. It's heartbreaking because a young man that worked so hard after missing half the season last year with a broken foot and was really performing well. His camp might have been his best camp that he's done in his 4 years here. Started off the game 6 of 7 there and really running the offense very well. And as I said, unfortunately, the knee happened to him. And you feel for Alex. You really do, because you know that this was going to be a very good year for him. And of course, his teammates feel for him there. And they know what Alex would bring to our team. And we'll miss that. We will. But I told Alex, he's still very valuable to this football team. He's still a very important part to this football team, and he'll have a presence in helping the quarterbacks here on out, be another coach for us there to help out and get the guys ready each and every week.
Well, a credit to guys like Ben Gauthier and the rest of the offensive players to in an emotional situation. Let's be honest, this is not, you know, it's an emotional situation, but yeah. I really thought the poise of the team, certainly on the offensive side of the ball and defensively as well, because, I mean, Nick's, you know, Alex is one of his closest friends, and when this something like that happens, I thought the poise was good.
It was, and I think a lot offensively goes to maturity of our offense. You got a lot of seasoned veterans there, and they knew they still had a task at hand, and they stayed focused. And then defensively, we just knew, the defense knew that, hey, we have to play our game. We can't let things slide on our side of the ball defensively. And it worked out well. The guys really rallied, I thought, and performed well after that.
All right, we'll get more into that 49-28 win over Robert Morris. Look towards a trip to Southeast Missouri this Saturday, but we have alluded to the two captains, Nick Sergis and Ben Gauthier, but now we're going to talk to these guys tonight. We start off with the basics, and Nick, you've been down this road before several times, but just give for the people new to the broadcast, give them your background on where you're from and why you came to the University of Dayton.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Larry, again. Come from the west suburbs of Chicago, like a lot of guys on our team. And kind of the way I found out about Dayton, at least in high school, was from two of my teammates who are a year older, Jack Urett and Jack Crane, and two guys that, you know, we're very, very close with off the field and trusted their opinions on everything. And kind of going through the recruiting process through some different FCS schools, Ivy League schools, Patriot League schools, Pioneer League schools, got down to it, and as Coach Chamberlain knows, it was a little later than usual, but was called those guys and said, hey, what about Dayton? Never heard of it, really, and knew the basketball team was really good and didn't know much about the football team. Came on campus for a day visit and got to spend time with some of the players and coaches, and I knew right then and there. Was sitting with them in that Buffalo Wild Wings right over there. I said, guys, I know this is where I want to be. This is where I want to come, and it's turned out to be an unbelievable college experience for me, and you know, wouldn't have it any other way.
Ben Gauthier, again, not your first time on our show, and as a captain, bring the fans up to date on where your background and what brought you to UD.
So I'm from Cleveland, Ohio, and after my senior year, wasn't getting looked at by many schools, but Dayton was one of the schools that had kept in contact for a while, and when I took my visit, kind of like a lot of guys say, you just know when you hang out with the guys and when you interact with the coaches, and you just know that this is a place that you want to be at. And so I knew right after my official that this is where I wanted to go, and I've loved every day.
All right, we're going to get to know a lot more about Ben Gauthier and Nick Sergis as football players and off the field as well, and also dig into what was a very impressive 49-28 win over Robert Morris to get the season going. That's all coming up as we'll continue the Rick Chamberlain Show. We are live at Milano's on Brown Street.
The Rick Chamberlain Show, live from Milano's on Brown Street. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Now, the three big things you need to know, the top stories we're following this hour. A man who jumped into the Mad River to save a juvenile who had fallen in has died of a presumed drowning. UD leaders say a sexual assault was reported in a student neighborhood early this morning. And the summer heat is forcing a number of schools to release early on Tuesday. You're never more than 15 minutes from Dayton's top stories. I'm Joseph Edwards, WHIO, continuing news.
Did you know that in Dayton there is a financial and strategic advisory firm that provides both advice and execution for their clients? It's true, and they're in their second decade of serving the Miami Valley. They are MLA Companies, and you can find out more about them at mlacompanies.com or by calling 937-222-3622. Make sure to ask about their trademark value implementation process. MLA Companies. Financial wisdom. Transformative action. trusted advisors.
Premier Health is proud to be the official healthcare provider for UD Athletics. As the official sports medicine provider for 42 area schools, we treat more student athletes than anyone else in the region. From injury prevention, treatment, and sports performance, our team of board-certified sports medicine and orthopedic physicians, athletic trainers, and rehabilitation specialists offer a comprehensive program focused on the goals of each athlete. To learn more or to find a Premier Health sports medicine specialist, visit premierhealth.com/sportsmed. Premier Health, taking care to a higher level.
Find the place that you can call home with help from OFA. The Ohio Housing Finance Agency provides down payment assistance, lower interest rates, and more to help Ohioans purchase the homes of their dreams. OFA also funds the development of affordable housing across the state to help families, seniors, and individuals find safe, quality housing. For more information on how OFA can help you, visit our website at www.ohiohome.org. Sponsored by the Ohio Housing Finance Agency, aired by the OAB and this station.
Veterans Michelle Scott, Carl Blake, and Jesse Graham.
I was an unemployed veteran.
I served because it was always my dream.
September 11th happened my senior year. I wanted to serve my country.
After injury, I felt scared, worried, concerned. I was newly married, didn't really know what was going to happen next.
I just remember sitting there trying to move my legs.
I lost my job, then I lost my house. I had to start over.
First person I saw after my wife when I was a new injury was a Paralyzed Veterans of America member. The second person I saw was a service officer for our organization.
The Paralyzed Veterans of America, they gave me the outlet to find a career now.
They focus on the accessibility for our lives.
They helped me get to a point where I'm at now, where I can have a job, have a family, be a part of society, and live life the way I want to live life.
To learn more, visit pva.org.
A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
McAfee Air Duct Cleaning has cleaned homes in and around your neighborhood since 1993. We work hard to help your family breathe easy. Any season, any time, McAfee.
Quiet for the evening with just a stray downpour possible before sunset. Tonight, temperatures struggle to drop to the low 70s, but will dry out overnight. I'm meteorologist Kirsty Zontini on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The Rick Chamberlain Show, live from Milano's Atlantic City Subs on Brown Street. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Here's Larry Hansgen.
Hey, welcome back here at Milano's on Brown Street. A great place to come on any given day. Come in for lunch. Come in for a great meal in the weekends. Come in after a Flyer game. And certainly a great place to come on Monday nights as we talk a little Dayton football here on the Rick Chamberlain Show. Until 8 o'clock tonight, every Monday night, 7 to 8. Of course, we got the coach of the Flyers, Rick Chamberlain, with us, as well as this year's co-captains, Nick Sergis and Ben Gauthier. We've heard a little bit from both those gentlemen already, but a lot more to come as we look back at a 49-28 Dayton win over Robert Morris. A Robert Morris team that is different than Robert Morris teams you've faced in the past. Completely different coaching staff, some different philosophies, no doubt. What was the biggest difference that you noticed once you got a chance to see it, this version of the Colonials?
What I thought, Larry, was offensively, I thought they were a lot more diverse than they've been in the past. Usually with Robert Morris, you could pull out the scouting report, game plans, year after year after year, and they just didn't change much. All the way back to Joe Walton and Banasak, it just very similar. So now, all at once with this new staff from Albany, University of Albany, more diversity in there with the run game, the pass game, the formations, the shifting. So that was something that was our concern, because we had an idea of what they could possibly do, having film from Albany there, but you're never really sure. And so to me, that was the biggest difference.
Adjustments. Did you have to make many adjustments on the fly throughout the course of the game?
Offensively, I think Coach King was sharing with me there was a little bit of adjustment up front. Ben could probably talk more about that on certain alignments that they were giving to us. defensively, not really that big of adjustments there. Our base defenses that we were playing was fine, and it was doing what we thought it could do. They just executed pretty good there on some of their passing game there. I thought their quarterback was very good. He's kind of been the missing piece, I thought, that Robert Morris hasn't had the last few years. Last year, we saw a taste of it, and I think he's even better this year than he was last year.
Well, the Flyers with that win over Robert Morris, and Ben Gauthier, Coach mentioned that you had to make some adjustments. That's something that Coach King said on the postgame show. He expects you guys, you and your fellow teammates on that offensive line, he says you guys got to make the adjustments. He's not going to make them for you.
Yeah, he really just wants us to recognize what they're doing, because we have answers for most everything, and we've gone over this, those kinds of answers for weeks. And so he, being the offensive coordinator, he doesn't necessarily see everything on the O-line as he would when he's the actual O-line coach. So that's just something we take upon ourselves to be able to adjust in-game without having to talk to our coach first.
Nick Sergis, four times you've played Robert Morris, but what was different this time from your standpoint?
I think really you could kind of just see it in their eyes, even when we got up on them a little bit. Wearing that jersey kind of meant something to them, and I think that has a lot to do with that new head coach, Coach Clark. I think he's really got those guys buying in, young guys, old guys, new starters, returning starters, whatever it was. You could see at the end of the game, they were still competing. And some of those years that we played Robert Morris, some of those teams, if we got up on them, they wouldn't. You know, they would completely fold, and they would just be a bunch of individuals out there. You could see that they were actually playing as a team. And I think this new coaching staff for them, you know, you give them, you see how the rest of the year progresses, but within 2-3 years, they're going to be a really good football team. And again, I think the culture has really changed there for a good reason.
Mike Kelly and I, during the broadcast Saturday, you know, made the observation that, you put up 49 points. You had 465 yards of total offense. I don't recall, just watching it in real time, a lot of missed tackles or what appeared to be completely blown assignments. I think it was just an execution issue.
I agree, Larry. I thought, like I said earlier, I thought our offense really was efficient in everything they were doing. The run game, whether it was inside zones, outside zones, the passing actions that we had. And we've talked about this. We got a lot of weapons on offense. And the ball was spread around just like we thought it would have been with Skabinski and Troutman and Tucker Yinger and Richie Warfield and Matt Tunacliffe. And then the quarterbacks themselves running the ball. So it's hard to zero in on one thing as far as the defense would be concerned. But then when your offense is really clicking and people are doing exactly what they're supposed to do, that's really hard to defend.
Tucker Yinger had his 12th career 100-yard-plus rushing day with 139 yards on 11 carries. He had the big 44-yard touchdown run to get you on the board early. And, you know, granted, it's been comparing it to last year, it's really tough, but I thought I saw a little bit of an extra gear. Not that I would not say that he didn't have some speed and some ability to break away in the past, but he even surprised me with how he was able to just run by people on Saturday.
I was surprised also, too, and I've been seeing him all camp there. And of course, we limit how much Tucker's doing during camp there and everything, but boy, when he hit that gear, when that opening was there, he took off and kind of split the defense. It wasn't an outside play. It was up the middle first, and then he took off. That's good to see, because we're going to be playing some fast defenses this year, and for Tucker to be able to run away from people like that will be a big help to us.
But he didn't have the shiftiest move of the day, though. That by far had to be Adam Troutman on his on his touchdown reception. Put a move on a guy that just had him waving in air, and then again he ran past a safety.
And that was over on our sideline, the move there, and he stuck his foot in the ground and just cut back on the young man, and young man, as you said, was grasping air, and then there was a safety coming over from the other side to get to him and didn't come close to Adam.
Well, it was a big day for the Flyers, obviously putting up 49 points. Very efficient on offense. Only had to punt once, and all Sean Smith did was hit a 50-yarder down to the 2-yard line.
Right. I mean, here you got a guy, he's kicking with the wind. So that's tough. I mean, to try to keep it from going out of, into the end zone there. But he put it up perfect. And then our gunners, I think it was Ryan Skibinski was the one who came down and got right at the goal line there and placed it perfect. So, again, kicking game. We here they are starting on the 2-yard line then, trying to get a drive together.
And he did a great job kicking off for you.
Kicking off, putting it right where we need it, put a few in the end zone, caused them some problems a couple times, handling the kickoffs there. And it allowed our kickoff coverage to really swarm on them.
And then on your in your return game, you've got new return people this year. Kyle Butts handled the punts, had a good day there. And then true freshman, Jake Chisholm.
Jake Chisholm. And Jake, he's going to be a very good running back for us also. But he just had that knack we saw in camp there of reading the blocks, and he has that explosiveness. And he's strong enough that arm tackle is not going to bring him down when he's going full bore there. And so he didn't disappoint us at all. He got through there on that last kickoff there, and for a moment there I thought he might have split him.
Now defensively, some shining moments. You know, Nick Sergis, and you had them in third down situations 18 times. That was the good news, yeah. Is that they got into third down situations, right. But they made plays and, right. And were able to convert. What, you know, is that again back to the, maybe you said earlier that the little bit of a different Robert Morris, you know, team that on third down they weren't conceding?
Yeah, you know, I think obviously growing pains for us, right, like we talked about earlier. Obviously something that we got to be better at week to week. But, you know, for them at least – you never really got them in third and 13, third and 15. They kind of stayed ahead of the sticks on third down where the whole playbook was open in third and fours, third and sixes. A lot of routes that they could just run right to the chains and kind of break off and make an easy pitch and catch for a first down. Or third and three, they weren't afraid to run the ball either. So we got to do a better job of kind of winning those first two downs to put ourselves in a position to kind of pin the ears back and go, you know, attack them rather than, hey, we're third and four, they can do anything here. So again, growing pains, but we'll get better at it.
Yeah, they had real fine back, Stevens, a transfer from Bowling Green.
Yeah.
Pretty powerful guy.
Yeah, pretty powerful guy. You know, since we've been here, there's some guys that are thicker, which, you know, they'll just kind of put your head down and go at. The Western Illinois kid comes to mind, the Duquesne running back who we'll have to deal with in 2 weeks. Some of those guys, and then you kind of get those lean 200-pounders, 6'1", 6'2", type guys that can run around you and also run right through you. And he was one of those guys. So we did a pretty good job of not letting him get going in terms of those 15, 20-yard runs to just kind of build his confidence. And then our linebackers did a really good job of hitting him in the hole. I think he kind of felt us in the fourth quarter, which was beneficial for us because, you know, you let him get one or two, you don't know what's going to happen.
Up front, you guys didn't necessarily get a lot of tackles.
Yeah.
But were you guys doing a good job as far as maintaining gap integrity that allowed those guys behind you in the secondary to come up and make plays?
Yeah, definitely. I thought, at least watching the film just now, week one last year to week one this year, I don't even think it's comparable in terms of how we played up front. You know, we really got after the quarterback. We made him throw a couple times where he was off the spot or he was uncomfortable rolling out. Not the most mobile guy. He can beat you. He's got a little wiggle to him, but not the most mobile guy. So we knew coming into it, if we can get our, you know, get off and beat those offensive linemen and really get into the quarterback, we'd have success and be able to get him off the spot. And we did that, which only helped our back end out. But, you know, hopefully get to him once or twice this next week because we're going to need it.
All right. Nick saying that the difference between game one this year, game one last year, and you were nodding quite vehemently, Rick, that you agreed with that assessment.
Oh, I do, especially up front for us last year there. We weren't gap sound, and we were giving up yardage there that we shouldn't have. I mean, it wasn't just physically they were better than us up front last year. We just didn't execute and allowed them those opportunities and allowed them to throw the ball when they wanted to. So this year it was much better for the front, and I'm anticipating a very good year for these front four guys that we got.
The win number one on the season, 49-28 over Robert Morris. Now the Flyers with back-to-back road games. And to wrap up the non-conference portion of the schedule, first stop is Cape Girardeau, Missouri, this Saturday in Southeast Missouri. We'll talk more about that. Also, we're going to hear more from our guest tonight, the co-captains Ben Gauthier and Nick Sergis, not just football, but what else they got going on. And it's a lot. So we have a lot to come up coming up here on the Rick Chamberlain Show, live from Milano's here on Brown Street.
The Rick Chamberlain Show, live from Milano's on Brown Street. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. This is the station Dayton turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. WHIO Dayton Springfield. Your news starts now. Depend on it.
It's 7:30. I'm Joseph Edwards. Here are the three big things you need to know this hour. UD leaders say sexual assault was reported in a student neighborhood early this morning. The summer heat is forcing a number of schools to release early tomorrow. And our top story, a man who jumped into the Mad River to save a juvenile who had fallen in has died of a presumed drowning.
I'm meteorologist Kirsty Zontini. A scorching Labor Day. We'll talk about how long the heat lasts coming up.
Now, WHIO Triple Team traffic westbound 70 slow between 675 and State Route 4. After that accident, the center lane and the left lane are reopened. Our top story in Clark County, a man who jumped into the Mad River to save a juvenile who had fallen in has died of a presumed drowning. Both had been fishing on the rocks of the bank before the juvenile slipped into the water. Bystanders rescued the youth, but the man went underwater and never resurfaced. Canoers found the man, pulled him from the water, and medics tried to save him, but he was pronounced dead at the scene, according to a fire official. The man's name, age, and hometown were not released. The Miami Valley could be in its fourth heat wave of the summer, forcing some area schools into early dismissals tomorrow. Sydney City Schools in Shelby County and Greenan Local Schools in Clark County will let students out 2 hours early, while Clark Shawnee Schools will release 90 minutes early Tuesday afternoon. Cops shoot a Findlay area man inside a Dayton Behavioral Health emergency room this morning.
There was a lunging movement toward the officer's weapon. The officer fired one round, striking the individual in the lower left hip area.
Chief Richard Beal says the suspect is expected to be okay.
With local news every 15 minutes, this is WHIO Continuing News.
Centerville cops searching for a man they say exposed himself at an area Kroger. Officers say the man touched a female customer with his genitals at the cornerstone of Centerville Friday afternoon. He's described as a black male around 25 years old who may have gotten away in a newer model Chrysler 300. If you have any information, you can call the Centerville police. Now, with the most accurate and dependable forecast, here is Storm Center 7 meteorologist Kirsty Zontini.
Scattered clouds and a stray downpour possible before sunset. Overnight then, temperatures will settle into the low 70s. Tomorrow, reaching back into the low 90s, the heat index will be in the upper 90s. We'll see sunshine and scattered clouds with the chance for a stray storm. I'm meteorologist Kirsty Zontini on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Latest scan of the live Doppler 7 radar, all clear. As far as precipitation goes, the temperature is the same everywhere. 87 in Springboro, 87 in Springfield, and 87 degrees right here in Dayton. Our time is 7:33. If news breaks, we break in immediately. I'm Joseph Edwards on Dayton's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station. AM 1290 and News 95.7, WHIO. Depend on it.
Hi, it's Larry Hansgen. I want to talk to you on this Labor Day about an American product. 100% made in the USA, MyPillow. In fact, if you call MyPillow today at 1-800-320-1481, the call center in Minnesota, that's where the factory is. That's where founder and owner Mike Lindell is. And MyPillow is a great product made here in the USA that's going to help you sleep better than you've ever slept before. I know. Nearly 3 years, I've been sleeping with MyPillow, and it has been a life changer for me. No tossing and turning, falling asleep right away, staying asleep, getting the deep recuperative sleep I need to be my best. Well, MyPillow's got a great offer for you right now. Go to MyPillow.com, or you can call that number I said, 1-800-320-1481. Use the promo code WHIO and ask for the four-pack special. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go anywhere Anywhere pillows for one low price. Nothing to lose. Every My Pillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee.
Hey, at our startup, my team and I move at the speed of tech 24/7. And every single day, it's information overload. It's coming at me from all directions. And you know what? Bottom line, I just need the news that matters. So where do I turn? Local radio and TV. I want to hear from people who live and work in my town. They give me the real story with information I know I can rely on. So where else can I find out what's happening in my community? Weather and traffic, things that affect my family and my business. I want to stay informed by sources I trust. My local radio and TV stations. For the best entertainment, sports, news, traffic, and weather with no agenda and more reliable than other platforms. So if you ask me for the information I want anytime, anywhere, I stay local. Support your local station. Text radio to 52886 today. Furnished by the NAB and this station. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out.
The Rick Chamberlain Show, live from Milano's Atlantic City Subs on Brown Street. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Here's Larry Hansgen.
Hey, welcome back here to Milano's. Milano's on Brown Street, the home of the Rick Chamberlain Show every Monday night, 7 to 8 during the Flyer football season, which is off to a good start. A 49-28 win over Robert Morris. A lot of positives in the game, both sides of the ball and special teams. The big negative, though, the loss of quarterback Alex Jeske to a knee injury that ends his season and his career, and was off to such a great start, 6 of 7 passing, and was just looked so sharp. And again, we kind of talked about it earlier that it's tough for the team to bounce back from something like that. And Nick, I know that you and Alex are really, really close. You know, how tough was it for you to kind of get your mind wrapped around things on Saturday?
Yeah, I saw him down, and I kind of ran over there toward the end of the sideline really fast. I think, number one, it doesn't really set in until, you know, it happens and you get the MRI and all that. But I don't think people really understand how much of a commitment it is to come back for that fifth year. You know, obviously he and I both graduated in the spring, so we're in the master's school here and working on that, but you really make it a decision on kind of putting life on hold to go play football, right? You have a lot more ambition in terms of you want to win another ring, you want to do more, you want to play more games, and stuff like that. So when that happened, especially then, you know, heart just kind of stops for a second and you're like, oh my goodness gracious, here we go. And so obviously you get the news, and he's been in good spirits. He's going to handle it really well, you know, just because he's that kind of kid. There's really nothing. Talk to Tucker about him. Like, hey, I don't know really what to say because it's such a tough spot to be in. You just try and be there for him as much as you can. So obviously a really tough situation, and, you know, your heart just really goes out to him.
And, Ben, you're in that huddle then, and a guy comes in who's never taken a snap in a college football game. How was Jack's poise, Jack Cook's poise, once he came in?
Well, Jack's kind of a loose guy in general, so I think he was more excited than nervous to come into the game, which I applaud him for considering the circumstances under which he came in. But I think he was honestly just really excited to get out there and try to put some points on the board.
You guys ran the ball very, very well. And as an offensive lineman, do you prefer that to than having to just have that quarterback dropping back every down?
Absolutely. Looking at the box score after the game, you always love to see more rushing yards than passing yards. As an offensive lineman, that's how you know you had a good game.
You know, Coach Chamberlain, we talked leading up to the game. You thought that this year's team would be a little bit more balanced and not necessarily the same amount of running plays, same amount of passing plays, but balanced from when you would do either, just at what point in time. On first down, sometimes you're going to throw the ball. Third down, sometimes you might run the ball. Do you feel like you've got that kind of offense?
We do, Larry, and it goes back to the weapons that you have. When you got confidence in your running backs, your offensive line, then you got some outstanding receivers and a big tight end, you can mix it up. You don't have to follow the script of what you would normally do because of the confidence that you would have in the offense executing those types of plays.
We saw not just a quarterback make his collegiate debut, but a running back Richie Warfield, not a bad first day in a Flyer uniform, scores three touchdowns, two on the ground, one through the air. Yep. But you anticipated that he was going to be a big part of your plans before the game even began.
Yeah, he showed us what he could do last fall. Even though we redshirted him, he was able to prep. And then, of course, in spring, he really came on then and continued that throughout the camp air. He's a different runner than Tucker. He's more of a physical type. He can see the hole and he can get there. Now, he may not run like Tucker in the open field, but he's going to be tough to bring down, Larry. That's why you saw him in there. I should have said something to Tucker there. Well, thank you for getting the ball down so Richie could score touchdowns here today, because it seemed like Tucker got it down there, and then Richie would come in when the ball was inside the 10 there. But he's so tough to bring down. His running style, his strength, all those factors helps him get those tough yards.
Only had six penalties for 61 yards. To their credit, they only had five penalties, so it was a pretty well-played opener for both teams. And I think at least two, if not three, of your penalties were on guys out on the edge blocking, yes, wide receivers blocking. How much of that do you attribute to the new rules in place this year in college football, in what someone is allowed to do as far as blocking out there?
I think it's a big factor there, because normally what you're going to do as a wide receiver, you're going to go down and you're going to cut guys. If a back breaks on a play or something, you can run down, you can cut them. As long as you're in front of them, you could cut them. Now with this new rule, you only can cut within 5 yards of where the ball is snapped. And so all at once, when you get a guy running downfield there in the open space and your guys, your receivers are trying to help him get those last few yards, you got to really kind of man up on him now and use your strength and your feet and keeping in between you or the runner and the defender there. And that's a skill because of the athleticism of those DBs. We would hope our DBs would be able to get around most blocks. So I know Coach Fillmore is something that he has really worked on, because, again, they've taken cutting, blocking below the waist out of the game.
That's a major rule change. And the other is on kickoffs, whereby if you fair catch a kick and you're inside the 25,
yep,
it comes out to the 25.
Correct.
How has Coach Turner addressed that in talking with his return guys?
Well, and part of it is, I think it's a game-by-game evaluation. You got to see exactly how good their kicker is. Can he hang the ball up there? Can he get it down inside the 10-yard line? That's where I think the big evaluation comes into it. It was interesting, the Duke-Army game this past weekend, I think Duke fair caught every kick. Didn't even try to take a return there. I'm not ready to do that, but I think it's something that you have to be prepared for once you are preparing for an opponent each week.
And I think there might have been opportunities there on Saturday, but I think really it was not so much a case where that was the kicking strategy of Robert Morris. I just think he wasn't that good a kicker.
Correct.
And he just didn't kick the ball well. And the kicks were short, but they weren't like – didn't
high.
Have the hang time,
yeah,
where you got a bunch of angry guys coming running down.
Correct. And that's where it becomes the factor is how high, what is the hang time of that kickoff to determine do you want to have a fair catch or not.
All right. Well, a couple of new rule wrinkles, but in the end it's all football. And the Flyers with a 49-28 win over Robert Morris. Now – getting ready to head out on the road to Southeast Missouri. We're going to talk about those Red Hawks and then also learn more about Ben Gauthier and Nick Sergis as we continue. It's the Rick Chamberlain Show. We are live here at Milano's on Brown Street.
The Rick Chamberlain Show, live from Milano's on Brown Street. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Now, the three big things you need to know, the top stories we're following this hour. A man who jumped into the Mad River to save a juvenile who had fallen in has died of a presumed drowning. UD leaders say a sexual assault was reported in a student neighborhood early this morning. and the summer heat is forcing a number of schools to release early tomorrow afternoon. You're never more than 15 minutes from Dayton's top stories. I'm Joseph Edwards, WHIO, continuing news.
Hear ye, hear ye. I bringeth thee a message from... a message from the king and his new trumpeter, Stephen. The king wishes me to convey his favor to thine team and thine tailgate. Not yet. He invites thee to let the Bud Light flow forth. And he also wishes me to tell thee that he toasts thee. Waiteth until the end, Stephen! With game day's favorite light lager and the slogan of his kingdom... Oh, dilly dilly!
Enjoy responsibly, Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
Darren College, a former NFL Super Bowl champion, signed the most important contract of his life to serve in the Army National Guard.
I've had a lot of military in my family. It's a big part of what my family's done for a long time. I want to go out there and make a difference. I didn't find that working behind a desk, so for me, it was a pretty easy decision to make. And then the opportunity to serve my community and serve my country was just icing on the cake.
To learn how to be part of the Army National Guard, log on to NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Ohio Army National Guard. Aired by the Ohio Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Are you new to listening to WHIO? Let us bring you up to speed fast. We're Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station. We provide weather and traffic every 6 minutes weekday mornings on Miami Valley's Morning News with Larry Hanskin. When news breaks here in the Miami Valley, we break in around the clock. We provide Storm Center 7 updates throughout the day, and when we're monitoring the threat of severe weather in our area, we activate Storm Center coverage, updating the situation every 15 minutes or sooner, and airing a special tone every 90 seconds to let you know. We're also the home of the Flyers, airing basketball games, football games, and coaches' shows. You can listen to us on the AM dial at 1290, on the FM dial at 95.7, online at WHIO.com, in the WHIO app, and at home on an Amazon Echo. We have hundreds of reporters and are working around the clock to keep you safe and informed. We are AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
People join Walk MS to raise awareness and funds that change the world for everyone affected by multiple sclerosis. MS attacks the brain and spinal cord. It's the most common neurological disease, leading to disability in young adults. Walk MS brings communities together, creating teams with friends, loved ones, and coworkers to rally around those we care about and end MS forever. Join us. Together we are stronger. Walk MS fundraising accelerates research breakthroughs and life-changing breakthroughs. It will take all of our passion, determination, and fundraising to end MS forever. Together, we can change the world for people with MS. Join us. Register today, start a team, and raise funds at walkms.org.
Quiet for the evening with just a stray downpour possible before sunset. Tonight, temperatures struggle to drop to the low 70s, but will dry out overnight. I'm meteorologist Kirsty Zontini on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The Rick Chamberlain Show, live from Milano's Atlantic City Subs on Brown Street. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Here's Larry Hanskin.
Hey, welcome back here to the Rick Chamberlain Show on the home of the Flyers and the home of the Rick Chamberlain Show, Milano's on Brown Street. Dayton, a 49-28 win in its season opener at home against Robert Morris. Now on the road this week at Southeast Missouri for a game that will kick off 2 o'clock Dayton time on Saturday afternoon. And, Coach, what can you tell us about the Red Hawks this year?
The Red Hawks this year, they were playing Arkansas State, an FBS team, this past weekend. And it was a tight game. It was tied there at the halftime. And they were right in it until their quarterback went down. Their quarterback got hit in the head. And he's a transfer. He's a Northern Illinois transfer. And I can't pronounce his last name, Larry, but
I can't yet either, but I got between now and Saturday.
Yeah, they just refer to him as Santa. It's Santa something.
I think it's Santa Catarina.
Okay. Yep. But he's sharp. He's sharp. He can throw the ball. But same what I saw here today or yesterday when we were watching the film, very similar to the team they had last year. Big, physical. They had four guys on the defense last year that were in pro camps this year. Two of them got drafted, two of them were free agents. And their defense looks just as good as ever there. So physically, it's going to be a challenge for us here.
And having won last year, you're not going to sneak up on them, are you?
That's what I've been telling them. The team here is that last year, I think we surprised them early. I think that first half, because after that halftime, they started playing better, and that's why the game got so tight there. That won't be the same this year. It's family weekend down there. They've scheduled us for family weekend, so I think they're pulling out all the stops to make sure that things are right when we get there.
All right. Again, that's coming up on Saturday, Dayton at Southeast Missouri, one of two back-to-back road games before the Flyers are back home at Welcome Stadium, and that'll be the start of PFL season as well. But before we look down the road at all that, again, we're talking with our co-captains this year, Nick Sturgis and Ben Gauthier. And, Nick, we've talked about your football aspects of your life. Let's talk non-football stuff. And you mentioned you're in grad school. What did you you graduated in the spring, and what was your degree?
Yeah, graduated in the spring with a finance degree. So got the opportunity to come back and start pursuing classes towards my master's here in the fall. So working on that, which has been really great so far. It's nice to kind of be at the same place that you did the undergrad, so you kind of have a similar feel to how things work. So that's been fantastic so far, and looking to just keep building on, you know, the knowledge in the classroom that can hopefully carry over to professional life.
And your career aspirations?
Yeah, actually finalizing that right now, so in the process of that. Trying to find and pick in between a couple in terms of just the best fit for my personality in some sort of financial analyst role. I know I want to be client-facing, doing stuff with people. You know, have a tendency, been told that I'm okay at that. So trying to do that in the best spot that I can be in. And then hopefully just try to find something I'm happy with and a great start that can hopefully build on for a nice career.
Now you've got, I don't know if we would call it a hobby or whatever, but you've got an interest in doing some sports blogging, right?
Well, Larry, I have a lot of opinions, if you haven't got the chance to know me over the past couple of years. But yes, I'm obviously a very big sports fanatic, very passionate about my Chicago team. So a couple of years ago, decided to take thoughts in my head down to paper and have a loyal following of my teammates so far. So hopefully try and build on that a little bit. But yeah, it's just something to do in my free time. And I enjoy writing. I've always enjoyed writing. So trying to keep myself entertained a little bit.
All right. Ben Gauthier, what are you majoring in here at the University of Dayton?
I am a high school history education major.
Okay, with the thought, obviously, of being in a classroom.
Yeah, teaching and coaching high school football.
Now, you came to... We didn't talk much about your high school background, but Lakewood St. Edwards is a very storied program in the state of Ohio. Is that kind of, you know, is that one of the things that made you want to come to University of Dayton? Was there a little bit of a connection, if you will, there from a tradition standpoint?
I guess the tradition of winning is what carried over from the two. And also, you know, I won... St. Ed's won the state championship my senior year, and then, you know, I kind of like that. So come to Dayton and, you know, win the PFL my freshman year. It was a good carryover.
Now, I don't know if you do a blog, but you read Nick's blog. Now, he's a Chicago guy. You're a Cleveland guy. I know he's a huge LeBron James fan. What's your take on some of Nick's writings?
I will say that Nick is a very good writer. And that when I read Nick's blogs, I just hear him in my head, and I can picture him like just getting really into it. I think he's wrong about everything that he says about LeBron James specifically, but he is a good writer. I'll give him credit for that.
All right. So what do you do for fun, relaxation, entertainment?
Honestly, just hang out with my roommates. We watch a lot of TV, watch a lot of ESPN. Sometimes we'll get into Netflix shows as a house, and we'll all sit around and watch those. But other than football, it's not a whole lot.
Yep, not a lot of time.
Yeah, not a lot of time.
All right, so you're going to get on the bus and head to Cape Girardeau for Saturday's game, and this is one of those situations, as it really was on Saturday against Robert Morris and will be against Duquesne, you're playing up against a scholarship program. In the case of the Southeast Missouri, the full 65 full ride scholarships. Does that get the juices flowing?
Absolutely. That's why you come to a school like Dayton. You want to play these kinds of teams, and you want to prove what kind of team you are and how you play and how you can just keep coming at people.
Without providing any bulletin board material, Nick, I'll caution you there. You know, how did that game last year feel? What type of satisfaction did you take away from
it? I think you always come into these kind of games with a little bit of a chip on your shoulder just because you flash back to all those times where you were told you were a little too small or you didn't have, you know, a better 40 in high school when you were 18 years old. And, you know, you kind of walk in onto the field with that mentality. And for them last year, it was cool because before us they played Kansas, right? So we're watching film of a Big 12 team and, you know, we're thinking to ourselves, oh, my goodness, we got to play these guys. And, you know, they're really big and they're really fast. And for us at least, I think as players, the last couple of years, what the PFL has done outside of conference play, just in terms of what San Diego's done in the playoffs, what Butler did this past weekend, we know that our league is good enough to play with these schools and not only play with them but beat them. And we're going to go there on the bus with that mentality, and you have to have a confidence because if we go out there and we don't have that confidence and we're not playing with that, these guys will, you know, they have the ability to run it up on us. And we know that, and it's going to be really important for us to start fast. But like Coach Chamberlain was talking about, it's their family weekend. It's their first home game. And so coming off a loss, there's going to be a lot of factors for them that, especially with last year us beating them, they're going to have a big, big, big crowd and a big chip on their shoulder for us to go in there. And, you know, we're going to have to be at our best, but it's fun. I think, if anything, it's fun to play these schools just because you kind of measure up and see how you are.
With that being said, Coach Chamberlain, is this week, you know, especially that week after game one, the week before game two, is it really still all about Dayton?
Oh, it is. I mean, what we do, we look at how we played Saturday, and we played well, Larry, but still, there's these spots that we have to be better at, more consistent in some areas, better technique. So that's what you worry about. You just want to get better at what you know to do. And that's what our emphasis will be this week, to become a better football team Saturday than we were this past Saturday.
When you look at the room for growth, are we talking, is it a combination of physical and mental, or is it one more so than the other?
No, I think it's a combination. We had some young, inexperienced players who made some mental mistakes, and then they were in the right place, but they didn't execute their technique properly, and it got them out of position, which led to a Robert Morris outperforming on that certain play there. So those are the two things that we got to shore up and get better at as we go get closer to Saturday.
All right, Ben Gauthier, as you prepare, not just as the starting right tackle, but as a captain, what's your approach this week?
Well, I guess my approach is it doesn't matter that we beat Robert Morris and that we played a pretty good game, because Southeast Missouri State doesn't care. You know, they're not going to look at that score and be afraid to play us. And we can't just come into the mindset that we're going to play that good of a game or we're going to score that many points or anything. You know, it's a new week, new team, and you just got to prepare for it.
Nick Sergis, your role as captain and as defensive end, how are you going to help this team be ready come kickoff on Saturday?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is trying to get our young guys ready for that moment that when you run out on the field and it's a different crowd, because we have a lot of guys with an experience level that, you know, last game was their first game, and we're rotating a lot of guys on defense, as you saw Saturday, and this is going to be the first time for them that they've gone to a different venue playing a different team. And in college football, anybody can say it all you want, it's different playing on the road. It just is. Guys come out with on the home team with just a different feel to how they're going to play that day. And for us, at least, it's going to be getting out there with those young guys. And hopefully, you know, I've already had conversations with guys like David and saying, if we can just make a play right away or make a big play in that first quarter, just settle everybody down and kind of just settle back into our norm and realize that the same thing we do in practice is what we're doing on Saturdays, we'll be all right. But it'll be fun for those guys to kind of get in that first big kind of venue type game. So looking forward to it.
Coach, how important is it what these guys are doing for you this week to get this team ready?
Oh, it's their team, Larry. I keep telling them, that, hey, players, you're the ones who make the decision on how good we're going to be on Saturday. We can put a game plan together and try to put the framework of things, but it goes back to the ownership of the players wanting this team to be successful.
Dayton at Southeast Missouri. Saturday, kickoff 2 o'clock Dayton time. And our pregame coverage with Mike Kelly and me will begin at 1:30. Then we're back here next Monday night to talk about it on the next edition of the Rick Chamberlain Show here at Milano's on Brown Street. Big shout out to our engineer producers tonight, Caleb and Griff. And of course, the coach, Ben Gauthier, and Nick Sergis. I'm Larry Hansgen. Have a great week, everybody, and go Flyers.
From our downtown Dayton McAfee Heating and Air Studios, WHIO AM Dayton, WHIO FM Pleasant Hill, a Cox Media Group station.